Well, let's say it again. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Alleluia. And a happy Easter to all of you. I may not have been with you last week, but the church throughout the world celebrated together the good news of Jesus' resurrection. Now, maybe some of you thought, coming here to worship today, that Easter was last week. It's all over. But it is not. The Easter season goes on for 50 days, all the way to the day of Pentecost. So we have a long season ahead of us. After spending 40 days in the season of Lent, a somber time of prayer and reflection and fasting, we now move into this season of celebration and joy and hope. So after 40 days of Lent, why is it that we seem to move on from Easter so quickly? Sometimes I feel like Easter is a little bit like Christmas. The sun barely sets on Easter Sunday before all of the Easter candy is on sale. Decorations start to come down. And everyone who worked so hard to get ready for Easter is a little bit relieved that another Holy Week has come and gone, perhaps. Well, sometimes the day after Easter Sunday feels like that moment after you've just finished a really good book or watched a great movie. You're a little sad it's all over because it was such a great story, right? You might even have a sense of loss or emptiness, wondering what is next. Well, the good news for us today is if you thought the story was over on Easter, get ready. Watch out. It's not over yet. There is more to come. In Acts chapter 1, the author writes to us today, "In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen." The first book that this writer today refers to is the Gospel of Luke. The Gospel of Luke begins with this same author saying, "I too decided, after investigating everything carefully from the very first, to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the truth concerning the things about which you have been instructed." The book of Acts is part two. The book of Acts tells us the story of what happened after Easter, after Jesus' resurrection, the story of the apostles, the story of the early church. Jesus' resurrection, we hear today, is not the end of the story. It's the beginning. There's more to come. In the book of Acts, Jesus speaks only once in the whole book before ascending to heaven, and we heard his words today. He says that the disciples will receive the Holy Spirit. Jesus says, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." You will be my witnesses, Jesus says. Now, Jesus doesn't say, "Maybe you will be my witnesses," or "Probably you'll be my witnesses," or "Hopefully you will be my witnesses." Jesus says, "You will be." Jesus is confident that this is what is going to happen. And the rest of the book of Acts tells us that this is what happens. Now, this book we call Acts, we use the short title, right? It's actually the book of the Acts of the Apostles. The book of Acts is the story of the apostles, those who were sent out to be witnesses to the good news of Jesus for the whole world. So who are the apostles? In the Gospels, the term apostle and disciple are often used to refer to the same group of people, right? We use them almost interchangeably. So have you ever wondered what the difference is? Well, maybe you're smarter than I am, but here goes. A disciple is a student, right? Someone who follows a certain teacher and acts according to those teachings. The word apostle, however, means the sent one, someone who is sent out, a messenger. An apostle has a purpose and a mission. Well, Acts tells the story of the apostles, the first disciples like Peter, the women who were leaders in the church like Lydia, martyrs who died for the faith like Stephen, and converts who preached the good news throughout the world like Paul. There are stories in Acts of the church growing and baptizing and caring for one another, and stories of the church arguing and suffering persecution and learning and changing. Acts shows us the ups and the downs of being an apostle, being sent out to witness to Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. We see in this book was not easy. There were good days of sharing the good news, of Christians gathering together for worship and fellowship, the support of the community being present. And there were tough days of bitter arguments, greed, power struggles, imprisonment, and even death. Acts shows us the good and the bad. The church grows and is persecuted at the same time. The church argues with itself and wrestles with what it means to be the church in the world and shares the gospel all at the same time. And through it all, we see Jesus' words come to life. You will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth. Well, during the season of Lent here at Zion, I know that you focused on prayer. Prayer, we know, was an important part of Jesus' life and the life of his disciples. And today we hear that the disciples and the women and Jesus' family were constantly devoting themselves to prayer during this time, during the beginning of the church, during this moment before they are sent out into the world. The apostles begin this new journey in prayer. And we can only imagine their prayers were full of praise and fears and questions and wonder. And then we know that they will indeed receive the Holy Spirit and be sent out into the world as witnesses for Jesus. That is the story of the apostles yesterday. And it is the story of the apostles, you and I, today. Because this book of Acts is not the end of the story either. The church continues to witness to Jesus' love throughout the world today. You and I, we too are sent out. We are called to be apostles, just as those first apostles were. Jesus said, "You will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth." So the question for us today is, how do we witness through our words and actions? You are invited this Easter season to discover what it means to be an apostle, to journey through the book of Acts and beyond, to be sent out and be a witness for Jesus. Throughout April, this congregation I know will be witnessing as you seek to change the lives of those in the hospital we're going to hear about in a few moments, through your financial support and through your prayers to help them build a well. This is just one way that you will witness together throughout the world. Remember, Jesus did not say to you or to me that you might be an apostle. He said that you will be an apostle. So take a moment today to reflect on the ways you are already witnessing to the love of Jesus. And then ask God, where you will be sent, where you will be sent out in these 50 days to witness in new ways. What will the next chapter be? The love of Jesus and the new life we know through him, brothers and sisters in Christ, is too wonderful to keep all to ourselves. It's a story that is too good not to share with the world. And it is a story we know and are promised that will never end. So may the Holy Spirit guide you this day and all the days ahead on your journey as an apostle. And may that same Holy Spirit teach us all how to be apostles today and every day. Amen.